Lecture 19, The Culture of the Roman Republic.
Hello, and welcome to lecture number 19 in our series on the foundations of Western civilization. In this lecture, we're going to turn to the culture of the Roman Republic. We've talked about the Romans as builders of a government. We've talked about the Romans as builders of an empire. Now let's ask a little bit about these people themselves. What did they hold dear? What did they think? How did they talk? What were they interested in? To answer these questions, we'll turn to some basic notions about the Roman family. We'll turn to some exemplary Roman figures, like Cato the Elder. We'll talk about certain important Roman poets. We'll quote a couple of poems, for example, from Catullus. We'll talk about a couple of Roman playwrights. We'll talk a little about a very funny play written by a man named Plautus called The Pot of Gold. We'll talk about Rome's greatest political thinker, Cicero, and then we'll try to draw it together with some reflections on some very basic elementary Roman values. Now, as in their political life, as in their diplomatic life, as in their military life, Roman cultural life also looks staid, stable, conservative, structured, measured. Was it really like that? To a degree, yes. Why was it like that, and how was it kept like that? Those are the questions to which we'll turn right now. It all started in the family. It all started in the household. If you understand Rome, you have to understand the Roman family, or at least the way the Romans wanted us to understand their families. I mean, was every Roman family the perfect model of stability and order and harmony? No, probably not. But this is the way the Romans portrayed their families. Now, a Roman household, particularly an aristocratic household, that would have been much the same through all the orders of society, was called a familia, family. Now, familia didn't mean mom and dad and 2.1 kids. It meant the totality of people who lived together in one or more associated dwellings. All right, so sort of everybody connected. This could be the servants, it could be the domestics, it could be two, three, perhaps more generations of a family living under one roof. That's the familia. The pater familias, the father of the family, the head of the family, the oldest male member, was the head of this household. He had power of life and death, over all members. Now, we've seen already that this Roman society was relentlessly male, relentlessly hierarchical, and relentlessly deferential. You can see how that began in the household. Before it ever got to an election, before it ever got to the Senate, it started in the Roman house. Romans, for example, had a very positive cult of their ancestors. To enter the front door of any Roman house, certainly of any prominent Roman, was to see displayed there either statues of the ancestors of that family or the burial masks, masks actually taken from the face of a dead family member. So either statues or burial masks, or maybe both. But to pass in and out the door was to be reminded of those who had crossed that threshold before you. Family history was taught to children, but especially to sons. Very interesting. The Roman idea was that the family and the state were so identified with one another that to teach your children, but particularly your sons, the history of your family was in some way to teach them the history of the Roman people. Very interesting. Very interesting. The role of the family, you see, as the key component, the key constituent of Roman society. Now, bear in mind, that was the ideal. I'm not going to stand here and say that every single Roman family was always exactly like the ideal. That would be silly. But that was the ideal. All right. Shakespeare, to the contrary, Cato the Elder, was the noblest Roman of them all. At any rate, he was the most exemplary. We met him last time, remember finishing all his speeches, Carthago delenda est, the Carthage must be destroyed. Cato was a very, very interesting character, and very revealing of the Romans. Cicero, about whom we'll have more to say in a few minutes, late in the first century BC, Cicero wrote a book on the old age of Cato the Elder.